Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I will just tell you that before the program started, my producer in L.A., Damien, and I were having a discussion about just how chaotic the world is right now, and that I made the comment that, well, I'd like to use the S word here, you know, well, feces, I got so much crap to talk about. I don't really know where to start. And now that the program started, I'm really not quite sure where to start. So instead, I think what I want to do is I want to give you an overall view of the chaos that's in the world right now. And then we'll get to some very specific stories. So that's the roadmap for today. Now, you know the rules of engagement. You know, we have, you know, because I'm a benevolent dictator, we have to have rules of engagement on the program. And first and foremost is text messages. I love text messages. I love to hear from you. And that's the easiest way to communicate with me about either something I am saying, something I'm not saying, something you wish I would say. I mean, whatever it is. And the number to text me is 33103, 33103. And the keyword in that text is Mike or Michael, either one. And just, you know, tell me whatever you want to tell me or ask me whatever you want to tell me. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. I read every text message. I'm reading text messages all the time. So it doesn't make any difference whether you're listening live, an affiliate carries the program, let's say on Sunday instead of Saturday, or you're listening on the podcast. It doesn't make any difference. I read all the text messages, so feel free to text me anytime you want to. And I love the text messages. Let's get this one out of the way too. This is important to me for business purposes. I mean, there are a couple of things important to me for business purposes, but I would really appreciate a subscription to the podcast. You guys, I mean, since we've been doing this program for almost 2 years now, you have really helped me build up my podcast numbers, and I will say that iHeart and Premier are taking note of that. So if we can keep that momentum going, I would greatly appreciate it. Subscribing to the podcast is very simple. All you have to do on your podcast app is search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button, and that gets you all 5 days of the weekday program that I do locally here in Denver, plus it gets you the weekend program that's carried on the affiliates all across the country. So hit that subscribe button and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Now, let's give you an overall view of the chaos. Now, as I was thinking this morning about all the tabs that I have open and all the notes that I have about what to talk about today, you know, I thought about, and this came from a dinner I had last night with a New York police detective. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why I was having dinner with an NYPD detective, but I was having dinner last night with an NYPD detective. And I mentioned something about Rush Limbaugh. And I said, you know, I think Rush always talked, people would always ask Rush, is it time to panic? And Rush would always say that it's not time to panic, and he would give his reasons why. And so I've been thinking over the past, since dinner last night, do I think it's time to panic? And I don't think that it is. Now, there's a difference between panicking and, as Damien and I were sitting talking about, and that is getting some lawn chairs And I'm gonna fly out to LA, and Damien and I are gonna get a couple of cheap ass lawn chairs from a garden shop somewhere, and we're gonna find a secluded place on one of the beaches. From Long Beach to Malibu, I don't care where we go, or maybe we go down to San Diego, and we're gonna sit, and we're not gonna face our lawn chairs toward the Pacific. No, we don't care about watching that sunset. We're gonna turn around and watch the country. We're just going to sit. Damien smokes cigars. I don't, but that's fine. He can smoke a cigar. I'll have some tequila. I'll have some wine. Damien will have whatever he's going to have. And we're going to sit back, and we're just going to watch the chaos. And we're just going to watch everything go to hell in a handbasket, and we're going to smile and enjoy it. And that's what I want all of you to do, because we cannot stop this chaos. The chaos is inevitable. And quite frankly, As someone who has led somewhat of a chaotic life, don't be afraid of the chaos. Embrace the chaos. You know, when life is difficult and you're really trying, you're struggling, you've lost a job, you got an a-hole for a boss, you got a client that's giving you a hard time, you have a really difficult physical job, and it's hot out, and it's just like, it's just wearing you out. My advice is, and it's not, you know, look, I've done it before, and I know it's not easy, but just embrace the chaos. Recognize that it's there, and when you embrace it, it's so much easier to deal with it. And I think on both sides of the aisle, because we're seeing this now in poll numbers, where people are looking at these two people running for president, and they're just the tip of the iceberg of the chaos that we're dealing with. Let me give you an example. One of the stories I want to talk to you about today is this upheaval that is occurring in Europe. Well, the upheaval in Europe is kind of similar to the upheaval that we're seeing here, and it has to do with, I'm going to sound, I don't think it's conspiracy theorists. I think it's just recognizing the politics of the current world that we live in. And I would divide it into populists and globalists. But both those terms are beginning to morph into different meanings. Because if you go back to the populism of, say, the 1920s or the 1930s in the United States, that meant one thing, and populism today means something else. Globalism, I mean, even when I was growing, in my college days, globalism was something that we studied and talked about in our political science classes, and globalism wasn't at that time necessarily bad. It was that the world is shrinking, we're able to communicate, you know, rapidly, and that's even before the advent of cell phones, we're able to communicate on, you know, in a moment's notice, we can get on a jet and we can fly from Dulles to Heathrow in less than 8 hours. In other words, we can be halfway around the world in 8-12 hours. Whereas, you know, going from St. Louis and crossing the Great Plains and getting, if you could make it across and live to survive crossing the Continental Divide and trying to make your way to California, that might take you a year. Whereas today, I can go out to Denver International, and I could be at LAX in 2 hours and 45 minutes or less. So that was globalism at that time, and I think those words are beginning to change. And I don't think they're necessarily bad words. In fact, I would say that populism is really beginning to embrace parts of what I would call the old liberal Democrats and the old conservative Republicans. They're kind of morphing into a group that's kind of congealing a little bit, and not completely, but there are beginning to be, you know, when you imagine you woodworkers know, when you're building a cabinet, for example, and you've got tongue and groove, we're kind of putting a tongue and groove mishmash of people together that believe certain things. And over here on the globalist side, they're denigrating not from the good things about the world shrinking, but into the bad things. And that is, they think that they are better than us, and they know what's good for us. And so the old progressivism of Woodrow Wilson is now beginning to grow into globalism. In fact, I was tweeting and posting and texting with a friend today about Singapore and how Singapore used to be a model of cleanliness and low crime and a growing economy, but it was a controlled economy. And everyone from Reagan to Thatcher to Tony Blair to, I mean, all these people that you would look at as conservatives at the time said, but look what good they're doing. Well, it was run by a benevolent dictator that went by the initials of LKY, still goes by the initials LKY, all the way now deceased. But that experiment is beginning to descend into chaos. And let me explain why that's good for us. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, text the word Michael to this number, 33103.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection. collection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Goldleaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Let me just say to everybody real quick, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Let's get this technical issue out of the way before we go back into the discussion about what's going on. For those of you that keep trying to listen to me on the Blaze Radio Network, there's still some, I really don't know what's going on in the background, but there's something going on in the background between my syndication, Premier Radio Networks, and Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network. And I'm not sure what's happening to it. We were having conversations this week. I don't know what's happened, but here's the easy solution. The easy solution, if you normally listen on the Blaze Radio Network, is go to your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the iHeartRadio app, it's easy to just download that in the App Store, iHeartRadio, and it will ask you if you want to register and subscribe. You do not have to do that to listen. And you just search for Freedom 93.7 Real News Real Talk, and that's my flagship station out of Denver, Colorado, and you can listen to me live out of Denver, Colorado on the iHeartRadio app. And I would just suggest you do that until whatever's going on in the background, that even I'm not privy to all of it, that's going on between Premier and Blaze right now. So I got your text messages about it, and we're aware of it, and it's out of my control, and they're doing whatever they're doing. And so here's the solution. And again, that is use the iHeartRadio app or find a local affiliate. You can always go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And there is a tab that says how to listen. And in that tab is an interactive map where you can find all the networks all across the country. You can scroll through. It's alphabetical by city. So Allentown would be first and Boise would be second. And you can go through and you can see what time they air the program live. And many of those affiliates also replay the program either later this evening or sometimes they replay it on Sunday. Like in my market here, we play it live on one station and then they rerun it on another station tomorrow. So easiest way though is just get the iHeartRadio app, search for, 93.7 Real News, Real Talk out of Denver, Colorado, 93.7 FM, 760 AM, if you prefer AM, 760 AM, and you can listen to me live through the iHeartRadio app. I apologize. I wish I had more control over it, but I don't. So let's go back to the chaos for a moment. So there is chaos in the world. There is this electoral chaos that's going on in Europe. France is having elections. They may be having election. Their first election may be tomorrow on Sunday, and Great Britain is having some elections on what would that be? Next Wednesday? No, Thursday, July 4. There elections going on in Italy. We have elections coming up. We have the conventions coming up in this July. Republicans in July, like 19th, and Democrats like on August 17 or 19. So we've got those coming up. So all of this, so there's all the electoral chaos going on, but then there's all the societal chaos going on. We have the open borders problem. I mean, I can just list this litany of problems. We have inflation. We have out of control government spending, you know, in terms of GDP is well beyond 100% of GDP right now, higher than it's been since, you know, I think World War II. So we have debt problems. We have societal problems. Crime is out of control. We'll talk about crime. And then we have all of the, you know, people that have, you know, climate anxiety because, well, the climate's just going through a change. And, you know, quite frankly, there's really not a lot we can do about it except learn to mitigate against it. And we've talked about that locally and nationally before. So, yes, there is all this chaos. But, you know, there's one constant through all of this. and that is smart people. Now, if those of you who have listened to me for any length of time know that I'd like to joke about the dumb people in the world, because we all know plenty of dumb people, really stupid people. They're everywhere. Whatever you're doing right now, look to your left. I hope your wife or your spouse is not next to your left. But look to your left, look to your right. You'll find a stupid person. They're everywhere. But what we forget is there are a lot more smart people. And those smart people, I mean, I'll give you the example. Like last night, having dinner with this individual that I met for the first time last night, a friend of mine brought us together, but he's a New York Police Department detective. He's still retired, but he's still doing some work on the side. And he's a typical New Yorker, but smart as a whip. And we didn't agree on everything, but we were able to have a rational conversation. And we come from entirely different worlds, entirely different backgrounds, but we're able to have a rational conversation about stuff. Damien and I, my producer in L.A., we don't agree on everything, but he and I have the most rational conversation I think of anywhere, any place. There are people of differing political opinions that also see the chaos that we see. And while we may have disparate goals or disparate ways of getting to maybe a common goal, nonetheless, we are still rational thinkers and we still believe in individual liberty. We believe in individual freedom. We think that this is the greatest nation on earth. And yeah, we have bad things in our history, but still, we're still better than all the alternatives. And as someone who has traveled the world extensively, been on every continent except Antarctica, and been in truly crap hole countries and crap hole cities, this is still the best place. And I think what will happen is this. I think we're about to go through, even whether Trump's elected or Biden's elected or God knows who it is that Democrats put up, I still think that the country will survive. And I still believe that there will be, let's just say that Biden gets elected, that he doesn't go away. We're going to talk about that later. And we still continue down the crap hole of stuff that he's doing. I still think we can pull out of it. Now, let me make sure you understand this. It's not going to be pretty. It's certainly not going to be easy. But there is in Americans' DNA a yearning for freedom. And there is this understanding it deep within our souls that this form of government is the best form of government that has ever existed in the history of mankind. And I know, and I'm one of them, that would say, you know, we need to look at the parallels between where we are and the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. I think I don't remember whether I talked about that locally or nationally this week, but I used that as an example and gave some specific things that were happening in Rome that are happening here today. But the difference is, we've lived 250 plus years in our DNA of wanting freedom and liberty. And we're also a compassionate people. And that compassion is just, in many ways, has been usurped by those who want to use the government to be compassionate as opposed to us. So with that understanding of, yeah, things are chaotic, we can survive. So now let's dive into some of the specific topics. Supreme Court cases and presidential candidates.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DinoVite. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Reading, we're celebrating 20 years with the iconic Sundial Bridge, and you're invited to party with Bandaloop on Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. The world-renowned innovators of vertical dance will be suspended from the Sundial Bridge during 4 dynamic performances. Catch the morning shows at 9:30 a.m. or the evening shows at 8:15 p.m. All 4 performances are free to the public. Learn more about Bandaloop and other exciting Celebrate 20 events at celebrate20.com. That's celebrate20.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's do this rule of engagement for this hour or for this segment. You can either go directly to Twitter, X, or Facebook or Instagram and follow me on those sites, on those platforms, those social media accounts. Or you can go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com, that website. And when you go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com, you'll see the little Tweety Bird for Twitter, now X. You'll see the little camera thing for Instagram, and you'll see the F for Facebook. So follow me. Give me a follow on social media platforms, and then help spread the word about the program. I'd appreciate the follows. In fact, let's set a goal. On Twitter, I'm at 16,900 followers. Let's get over the hump. Let's get to 17,000 followers today. So let's get 100 people to follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. That would make me feel good. That's my chaos. show me some love on Twitter. So let's talk about the debate for a moment. And I know you've probably heard a bazillion talk show hosts talk about the debate, and I fully understand that. Totally understand that. But I want you to think about what the ramifications of the debate are. Because if you're like me, you tuned in to watch, and whether you were a Democrat or Republican, you watched that and you said, I hope you thought to yourself, if not, I'm going to tell you what I want you to think about it. And that is, holy crap, Batman, we're in deep doo-doo. And we really are. You know, as I told my local audience I told them on Friday, I guess that's yesterday, told them yesterday that every day when I was the undersecretary, a briefer from the CIA would come over and they would, or sometimes I would, if I was traveling, you know, I would do it via a secure video call. But the CIA would brief me and give me this, essentially the same brief the president got in his presidential daily brief. Now, obviously, there were some things that they told the president that they clearly didn't tell me. But they briefed me on all of the international stuff because anything that might happen internationally, then Homeland Security and FEMA would have to deal with whatever consequences might occur domestically. So I needed to be on my toes about what's happening worldwide. And that's why I've always carried over an interest in international affairs. I want you to think about this. If you and I were watching that debate, and we were going, holy crap, Batman, Joe Biden is this weekend at Bernie's? Is he really alive? Have they got him on life support and they're just, you know, spewing words through some magical mechanism? And then what's the deal with Trump? I mean, Trump's still talking like Trump, but he was pretty subdued. But watching the two of them go at each other, you could tell they obviously hate each other. Think about Xi Jinping sitting in Beijing. Yeah, he probably wasn't watching it live. Well, I don't know, maybe he was. But what did he see? He saw weakness. He saw a country that is, quite frankly, as we've talked about, in chaos. What do you think Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, what do you think he thought? Oh, well, it just cemented in his mind that, oh, I cannot depend on the United States, my closest ally, to support me in the decimation and the elimination of Hamas, a terrorist organization whose mission statement is the eradication of Jews from the face of the earth, wherever they are. But we'll just start in Israel first. And then we'll kill all the Jews in Europe. And then we'll kill all the Jews in the United States. And we'll just do a new Holocaust. I mean, that is the mission statement of Hamas. And so Netanyahu has to be watching that debate going, holy crap. We got to get our act together because we're on our own here. Then think about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, in fact, some of the Russian newspapers have already made fun of Biden. Vladimir Putin had to look at that and think, you know, I probably can escalate this war a little bit, and Joe Biden doesn't have the cojones to meet that escalation and keep me from pushing further into Ukraine or even pushing up to the Polish border. That's what they're thinking. And they know that between now And many people are saying November 5. Well, maybe November 5 when we have the outcome of the election. But I would say actually till January 20th of next year. Because let's say that Trump does beat whoever the Democrat is. They don't take office until January 20th in 2025. So we are in a very vulnerable position between now and pick your poison, November 5 or January 20th. But either date, we're in a very precarious position in terms of the rest of the world imploding. Michael, you said that we should embrace the chaos. That's what I'm doing. I am realistically embracing this chaos and just saying, this is what we need to be ready to rise up and deal with in the next few months, because we have shown the world that we are being run by a president that does not have the capacity to govern. So either the staff's running the country or the Obama staff's running the country, and what we have been lied about and lied to, not just by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, not just by Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, but by the media at large. Oh, don't believe your lying eyes. No, those are all cheap fakes. You can't believe any of that. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Bull crap if everything's fine. And so we're in a very dangerous position, because if Xi Jinping makes a move on Taiwan and Japan and South Korea and Australia come to Taiwan's defense, we are required to do so legally and morally by treaty, and because we have a moral obligation to protect Taiwan. And the same is true in Europe. The same is true in Israel. If the Ayatollah, who's on his deathbed right now, and his son's probably a successor, but if the successor, the son, wants to make a name for himself, because their mission is the eradication of Jews and the eradication of Israel, wipe Israel from the face off all the maps in the world, and they make that move now because they see weakness right now. Well, yes, when people talk about we could be on the precipice of World War III, I'm not going to argue with them. Do I think any of those things could happen? Yes. What are the probabilities? I don't know. But we need to embrace the potential of that chaos and be ready as Americans to stand up and to do whatever it is that we can do on our own or in our communities or in our state, whatever our influence is, to be ready to stand up and do that. That's what we have to do. That's why I go back to Rush and say it's not time to panic. It's time to be ready. It's time to be ready, because who knows what's going to happen. And that's just on the international scale. And that just stems from 90 minutes on national television last Thursday night. One thing, one little factor that caused... Well, think about what it caused our allies. The Wall Street Journal has a story today. Oh, I forget whether it's today or it's from earlier in the week. But the Wall Street Journal is carrying a story about how foreign leaders have been saying for a long time that, hey, this isn't good. In fact, here's the headline. The world saw Biden deteriorating. Democrats ignored the warnings. Subhead. European officials expressed worries about Biden's focus and stamina before Thursday's debate. Well, then I would like to know, and this is the lesson for us, and I know many of you already know this lesson, but I got to emphasize the lesson. You can't trust the media. The cabal, now if you're new to the program, let me tell you what the cabal is. The cabal is that unholy alliance between the dominant media, the networks, the cable channels, the newspapers, the newspaper of record, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, the Denver Compost, all these newspapers, and the tech giants, and, of course, the ruling elite. So they've all been lying to us. It goes back to the whole idea of the White House press secretary coming out after we saw the videos and telling us, no, those are just cheap fakes. Those are highly edited. Well, no, we watched the whole thing. The whole thing's available. In fact, it's not cheaply edited, because many of those videos came from the pool cameras from the White House press corps. So we knew what was going on. But they were lying to us and telling us not to believe it. World leaders knew it. And somewhere in this story, there was a, I don't know if I can find it off the top of my head, but there was a story, there was a paragraph that said that these world leaders, our allies in the G7, in the European Union, those in the Asian, in all of our allies in Asia, that they knew it too, but they were fearful of saying anything. We have to keep our antenna up, our antennae up. We have to pay close attention to what is really going on, and that's learning to embrace the chaos. So when the chaos, when the proverbial feces hits the fan, we're not shocked by it. That's what we have to do. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me what you think. I'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. Glad to have you with me. Go give me a follow on X or Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. So, talking about all of the chaos and what we need to do as individuals, I think there is a good, let me give you an example. In fact, speaking of Twitter, the example I think I want to give you is over on my Twitter feed. Let me get over to my notifications. So there was a Supreme Court decision this week, which we're going to talk about. It's in which the Chevron doctrine, the Chevron deference doctrine, was overruled. And if you believe that we're controlled too much by the bureaucracy, you will, like me, celebrate this decision. And it's a decision that was 6-2. So the most recent appointee to the court by Joe Biden, Justice Ketanji Jackson, Brown Jackson, whatever it is, she was in the majority. She sided with the majority of the court. So this is not an ideological decision. This was the decision based on the law. And I celebrate this decision. I'm very happy about it. Well, somebody on Twitter, let me see if I can find where he is. He's a hate listener, and I know he doesn't like the program, but he listens all the time. And he tweeted something to the effect, it's hilarious. Let me find it. Sorry about this. We are really freewheeling it, today because I wanted to set up these specific topics I want to talk about in a minute. But this guy, is some sort of engineer, here it is. So his name's Eric. And this was about 22 hours ago. He tweeted this, listening to at Michael Brown USA, his smug, an idiotic take on Chevron, the case I was just telling you about. Listening to his smug and idiotic take on Chevron truly shows the stupidity and the ineptitude of most conservatives when it comes to environmental regulation. The Clean Water Act and the Clean Water Air Act, unconstitutional because it limits my rights to dump feces in rivers. America. What a stupid tweet. It shows that he is so consumed with not just hatred of me, but of conservatism, and thinks that conservatives want dirty air and don't want dirty water. That's not at all what this Supreme Court decision is. This Supreme Court decision, which we'll get into the details in a minute, this Supreme Court decision is about, wait a minute, Congress, if you want to enact something like the Clean Air Act or the Clean Water Act, then you have to specify the boundaries within which the Environmental Protection Agency or the Department of Interior or whoever might be implementing this act, you have to draw a box within which they can draft rules and regulations. You cannot, as a bureaucracy, make up your own box and just draw up whatever rules you want. For example, declaring that if I have standing water in my backyard, that somehow that's going to be regulated by the Clean Water Act. And that I can't do anything about that standing water. I can't fill in that little dip in my backyard because, oh, that might be some sort of, you know, intermittent river. No, those rules and regulations are crazy. And all the Supreme Court did was say this Chevron doctrine, which I'll explain the details to you in a minute. This doctrine that says that the courts must accept the regulations that are written by the deep state is unconstitutional. Congress writes the laws, and we as courts, our job is to interpret the law and to interpret the regulations. And if we find the regulations are too overly broad, I guess that's redundant, are overly broad, or they're too narrow, or they're even unconstitutional, or they're not within the power of the agency or the department that drafted and implemented the rules and regulations, the Supreme Court is telling these lower courts, you have the power to interpret that as being unconstitutional or unlawful. Wow, that's called separation of powers. That's called equal branches of government. And the court finally put some limits on how much the bureaucracy can control our lives. But going back to that tweet, this case doesn't mean that suddenly we're going to dump crap into rivers or that we're going to just pollute the air. No, it doesn't mean that at all. But this is an example of the stupidity that you and I have to deal with. This is part of the chaos. And we have to learn to, one, I mean, I didn't even respond to the tweet because I'm not going to give them the time of day. But I will take a national audience today and use that tweet and explain how this is an example of how people who do not understand what they're talking about go out and spew this stuff, and then they spew it to all of their friends. This is why I tell you that your sphere of influence is much more powerful than you realize. Because Eric, the little engineer here in Colorado, will go to all of his friends and talk about how, boy, he slammed down Michael Brown because, you know, they all want dirty air and dirty water. And that person will tell another person who will tell another person, and that'll spread like wildfire while you and I just sit around and don't say anything. Well, I'm saying something to a network of 350-plus stations, and we're going to talk about Chevron so that you fully understand what it really means. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top Democrats backing Joe Biden's 2024 bid for now after his poor showing at the presidential debate this week.
Before Thursday's debate had finished, some Democrats and Biden allies were calling on the president to withdraw from the White House contest. But influential voices within the party aren't giving up on their presumptive nominee just yet. On social media, former President Barack Obama alluded to his own poor showing in his first 2012 debate, saying bad debate nights happen. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries answered with a flat no when asked if Joe Biden should step aside. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Matt Cutnetty with the American Enterprise Institute this week said it is sad to see the U.S. now at league with the United Nations in its antipathy toward Israel as the country battles for its survival.
You look at the United Nations behavior since October 7th, and there's no way to escape the conclusion that the UN is an anti-Semitic organization who it seems its sole purpose now is to delegitimize, demonize, and apply double standards to the state of Israel.
Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says that pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid to Gaza has been removed due to weather problems.
Due to high sea states expected this weekend, Central Command has removed the temporary pier from its anchored position in Gaza and will tow it back to Ashdod, Israel. As always, the safety of our service members is a top priority.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's not hard to see why the leader of Hamas has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal.
Hamas rejected it because Mr. Sinwar, the head of Hamas, believes that time is on his side. He believes that the longer he waits, there will be more pressure on Israel to agree not just to a temporary ceasefire, but to a permanent ceasefire and a total withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Hamas wins. Game over.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports a man responsible for the deaths of eight migrants in Texas has received a long jail sentence.
35-year-old George Alvarez was found guilty of intoxication manslaughter in the deaths of eight people struck by the SUV he was driving at a crowded bus stop outside a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Alvarez was also convicted on 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say Alvarez lost control of his vehicle after running a red light in May 2023 and that he had cocaine in his system. Alvarez was sentenced to 60 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NASA says two astronauts will have to stay in space longer to continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule. On Friday, NASA refused to give a return date. The two veteran NASA test pilots blasted off on board Boeing's Starliner capsule on June 5th. Breaking news at townhall.com. A major Japanese pharmaceutical firm says 76 more deaths are being investigated for any possible connection to a toxic batch of dietary supplements.
Kobayashi Pharmaceutical's red yeast or Benikoji supplements were said to help lower cholesterol. They were pulled from store shelves in March. A government raid at one of the company's factories a short time later uncovered a potentially poisonous acid produced by mold. The deaths of four people in Japan have already been tied to Kobayashi's products, but one other death has been judged to be unrelated to the pills.
That's BBC's Celia Hatton reporting. Animal rescuers today trying to keep dozens of dolphins away from shallow waters around Cape Cod. 125 of them earlier stranded themselves. Teams in Massachusetts found one group of 10 Atlantic white-sided dolphins swimming in a dangerously shallow area this morning. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement. We got to have rules for this program. Otherwise, it'll just be total chaos, just like everything else in the world right now. So the easiest rule of engagement to follow is this. I love text messages. It's the easiest way and most efficient way for you to communicate and for us to talk back and forth. And that all you do is whatever you use for your SMS messages, your short message service, you know, your text messages, whatever that app is that you use, you type in this number, 33103, 33103, and then just start your text message out with the word Mike or Michael. Either one doesn't make any difference. And then just tell me what you want to tell me or ask me what you want to ask me. And I read every single one of them. And remember, you can text me anytime you want to. For example, I want to talk about Biden and this chaos that's going to exist in the Democrat Party right now, which is a double-edged sword for Republicans. But someone texted me and said, where is it? Gubernator, and by the way, you know I use the term goober, and that's a term of endearment. It was funny last night because as I was talking to the New York cop, I used the term goober, and the New Yorker didn't know what a goober was. And I had to explain that goober is, you know, when I was growing up, a goober was a derogatory term because a goober was kind of a doofus. A goober was kind of a nitwit. And so, again, that's a term that the left used to use for conservatives. We were a bunch of goobers. So I embraced that term. And I use it not as a pejorative, but as a term of endearment. So we're all goobers. And all of us that listen to this program together and participate in this program together, we're all goobers. It's Gooberville here. And you get a goober number because when you send me a text message, the last four digits of your phone number become your goober number. That's when I say goober number 2189 texted me and said, Michael, you have used the term retail politics frequently, but I have no idea what that means. Could you take a few minutes online and explain it to us today? Thank you, because Google has not helped. Well, there's a lesson to be learned in that right there. Don't trust Google. there are a lot of other search engines that you ought to be using besides Google. Now, you can use StartPage. You can use DuckDuckGo. There are all sorts of search engines besides Google. And I would encourage you to use Google, but use others also, because compare and contrast the results that you get. But retail politics is beginning to wane in our country. And I think that's to the detriment of all of us. When you think about a campaign, what generally do you think about? I'll tell you what I used to think about all the time and now what I think about differently. But when I think about like a presidential campaign, I think about primarily debates or all of the television commercials that we're going to be inundated with pretty soon. That's wholesale politics. That's trying to reach a vast number of people in one setting. Retail politics is where you try to relate to individuals, and so you go to the local coffee shop, you go to Starbucks, you go to the local diner, you campaign because it will get you big coverage, but you're talking to individuals. For example, Trump is genius at retail politics. I saw him do something the other day that I thought was utterly brilliant. Now, obviously, I don't think ABC, NBC, or CBS covered it, and clearly MSNBC and CNN are not going to cover it, but local talk show hosts will talk about it, Fox News will talk about it, Newsmax or OAN will talk about it, and eventually it'll start spreading, and I think this should have gone viral. I don't even know where this occurred. I don't care where this occurred. But Trump was at what appeared to be a restaurant, a diner. I don't know what it was. But there was a young kid there. Couldn't have been but 12, 13, maybe 14 years old max. Now think about what I'm telling you. I'm not giving you any details because all I know and all I care about is what I saw. Trump's in this diner. Let's just call it a diner. And he's up near the counter. And there's some kid that's, I forget whether he had a MAGA hat. I don't even think he had a MAGA hat on. But he looked like the kid looked like a nerd. He had on kind of nerdy glasses, and he kind of looked like me as a kid. He had a button-down shirt. I don't remember whether it was tucked in or not, but he had blue jeans on, a pair of sneakers, kind of like I'm dressed today. And he so much wanted to meet the former president that either Secret Service or somebody on the campaign staff recognized this kid, and so they brought the kid up to meet Donald Trump. Now, the cameras, the local cameras are just, and the pool camera, remember the White House press pool and the national pool that's been assigned to cover his campaign, they're all there. So they're all getting videotaped with this, and the microphones are everywhere. And they bring this kid up who's always wanted to meet Donald Trump. And here's his chance. Let's say he's 12 years old. A 12-year-old kid. And he's just peeing his pants. He's so excited about meeting Trump. Let me tell you something. As an individual who has worked personally, closely, individually with the president of the United States, I can tell you the very first time that I met a president, I probably peed my pants too. It's not everybody in the world gets to meet a president. It's, as Biden would say, it's a BFD. And so this kid has his BFD moment. You know what Trump does? He reaches down, shakes the kid's hand. They talk for a few minutes. And Trump says, you know, I want to give you something. And so Trump opens his wallet. He pulls out a $20 bill. And he turns to the counter, gets his marker, because, you know, presidents can't always campaign with a Sharpie in their pocket. And he pulls it out and he signs the $20 bill and he pulls it out straight, shows it to the camera, and hands it down to the kid. The kid starts crying. That's retail politics. And Trump talked about what a good kid you were, and, you know, he's really glad to have his support. And then he made this comment. I don't remember it exactly, but he said something to the effect, you know, you seem like a really good kid. You know, if your parents don't want you, I'll take you. And everybody had a good laugh about it. That's retail politics, because it shows a human side of Trump, a side that most people don't see, and that, in that, whatever state he was in, I guarantee to you that made the state news. That's retail politics. And that's what I miss on these campaigns. The rallies are great. Thousands and thousands of people show up for rallies, unless it's Biden, and then a couple of hundred will show up for Biden. But this connecting with people is what I think most people yearn. So you go back to the debates, and you recognize that the debate was a complete disaster for Biden. And I know you've heard the sound bites. I'm not going to waste time playing the sound bites today. But everybody's now convinced that they're going to replace Joe Biden. And one of those reasons is the New York Times. But think about this. I believe that the Democrats are going to struggle. It's going to be a mountain to climb to throw Joe Biden overboard. I'll explain why. Speaking with Michael Brown, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And be sure and go follow me on Twitter today, at Michael Brown USA.
Violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Elevate your Bandolim viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandolim morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandolim shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, speaking with Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. We're talking about the chaos on the in the presidential race, and in particular right now, on the Democrat side. The New York Times, I'm guessing you don't read the New York Times. The vast majority of my audience doesn't read the New York Times unless you live maybe up in the Northeast or you live in the New York metropolitan area. But it is it is the newspaper of record for political, industrial, tech, billionaires. And in particular for politicians, it's the newspaper of record. It's their guiding light. It's their Bible. And in an editorial published yesterday, the editorial board, now remember, this is not just one editorial opinion writer's article. This is the New York Times editorial board. I forget what the size of it is today, but it's probably about 10, 12 people. And these 10, 12 are all the editors and opinion writers. It's some of the management. It's like, you know, the managing editor of the New York Times. And so when you write what's called an in-house editorial by the editorial board, that means this is the collective stance of all of those opinion makers at the New York Times. So this is the elite of the elite of the New York Times. And the headline is, now they make sure that you know at the top because it says the editorial board. And the headline is, to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. And in the body of the editorial, it says, in polls and interviews, voters say they're seeking fresh voices to take on Trump. And the consolation for Mr. Biden and his supporters is that there is time to rally behind a different candidate. While Americans are conditioned to the long slog of multi-year presidential elections, in many democracies, campaigns are staged in the space of a few months. It just goes on to say it's time to go. Mr. President, you need to leave. Well, exactly how would that work? Because that's not going to be very easy. And this is the chaos that we're going to witness. And I know many people on, let's say, our side of the political aisle relish this. Now, I will tell you honestly that I look upon the chaos on the Democrat side and I do relish it. But I'm a political person. I have been since I was literally 6 years old. And so I thrive on this kind of stuff. But because I understand retail politics, as we defined earlier, I know this is a double-edged sword for Republicans. And sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. But let's walk through first, before I tell you the downside, let's look at the upside, purely from a pure partisan political point of view. Because after that horrible debate Thursday night, the White House, leading Democrat operatives, leading Democrat donors, the billionaires and the millionaires that they used to always denigrate, but the boy, they love them when they write a check for the Democrat Party. The tech giants, Silicon Valley, all of the Democrat operatives are now scrambling trying to figure out how to salvage something from that wreck that they saw on Thursday night. Gavin Newsom, who's always touted as a potential candidate, said, I would never turn my back on President Biden's record. I would never turn my back on President Biden. And I don't know a Democrat in my party who would do so, especially after tonight. Don't believe that for a second. Gavin Newsom, in a nanosecond, would turn on Joe Biden. If all of those people I just described, if the New York Times editorial board, if the superdelegates, if some of the big donors called up Gavin Newsom and said, hey, listen, we're willing to write the checks. We're putting in place a plan to throw Joe over the bow of the ship. Would you jump in? Gavin Newsom would do it in a heartbeat. And like that little kid that I told you about in the last segment, Gavin Newsom would be peeing his pants. So after all these months of telling us don't believe our lying eyes, we now know exactly what things are like. After all these months of no, there's no problem. No, these are all cheap fakes. We now know that Biden's health and his mental state are causing all of the part of the cabal that can say things out loud are now saying things out loud. The Atlantic magazine, this headline, dropping out is Biden's most patriotic option. Someone needs to take Biden's keys. Biden's loved ones owe him the truth. And, of course, the editorial board from on high, the New York Times. To serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Now, let's go slightly further to the right. The neocons that make up the Never Trump faction were also sending up flares. Writing in the Bulwark, for example, William Kristol, Bill Kristol, and Andrew Egger declared, we will be told there's no way Joe Biden will step aside. That will be the excuse of senior statesmen and prominent Democrats for not making a serious effort to persuade him to do so. But their realism is merely a cloak for fatalism and defeatism. So, will the Democrats really have the guts to throw him overboard? Or will the establishment rally around him for one last run because they so despise and fear? You know, Donald Trump will, you know, according to them, if Donald Trump gets elected again, it is the end of civilization. It's the end of democracy as we know it, whatever the hell that means. It is the end of the world. So there is a chance that they'll either dump him overboard at the same time that they look at Donald Trump and go, oh, but my God, he beat him once. Could he possibly beat him again? Can we just prop him up until November 5? That's what's going on in their head right now. But the easiest way to install a successor would be simply for Biden to resign the presidency and do it in a national address. You know, kind of like Richard Nixon. Now, this week I played Lyndon Johnson when he announced on March 13, 1968, that he will not, because of the Vietnam War and because of all the protests and everything, that he would not seek nor accept his party's nomination. Well, Biden could actually take that a step further, kind of like Richard Nixon. Now, set aside that Richard Nixon was facing a threat of impeachment, but Biden could actually go on national television sometime this week and announce that, you know, because of, for the sake of my family, I'm resigning the presidency effective noon tomorrow. And Vice President Harris would automatically become the president, and then she could select somebody, I don't know, maybe John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania. So what, Pennsylvania? What's the likelihood of that happening? Let's dig into that just a little bit deeper. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Send me a text message. The number's 33103. Could that happen? Let's play it out.
Yeah. Chris Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy Saturday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever you're listening to the program. Glad to have you with me. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. So we're talking about, you know, we started the whole program out talking about chaos and how I don't think a la Rush Limbaugh, I don't think it's time to panic. But I do think it's time for us to recognize that it is going to be chaotic, and it is going to be crazy, and we just need to gird our loins for the chaos. And part of that is understanding what the chaos is going to be and what, you know, this is all three-dimensional chess and what that chaos is going to mean for us, not just in terms of retail politics, but what it's going to mean for us, in, frankly, in our everyday lives, which is why I've got to push quickly and get to this Chevron case, because that will really help you understand why this is such a, you know, it's not getting the attention it needs. But I got to finish the story about Biden, because everybody thinks, particularly on the left, that they're going to replace him. And I think it's going to be a lot harder than they think. Now, the easiest thing to do, because remember, let's think about this. First, Biden already has 4,000 delegates. He has 4,000 delegates that are committed to him. He needs, I think, like 1,900 or something to win the nomination. So he's there. He's their nominee, and his name's already on the ballot in most states except Ohio, I think, and a few others. So he is the Democrat nominee. So the easiest way for him or for the Democrats to replace Biden, considering he has all the delegates sewn up, not all of them, but 99% of them, and that he's already on the ballot, the easiest way to replace him is for him to resign the presidency. Now, there are some actually advantages to the Democrats if they do that, but there's a huge disadvantage for them to do that. The huge advantage for them to do that is that's the cleanest, easiest way to replace him. Because then all of the state election boards that have Biden as the Democrat nominee will just flip out and put the replacement in. And all of those delegates will, at Biden's request, most of them will just go to his replacement. But that's the problem. If he resigns, he gives his replacement. Notice I'm not using her name yet. If he resigns the presidency, you know, he goes on national television and says, you know, effective, you know, Sunday at noon, I am resigning the presidency, and I'm going home to Delaware. Well, that gives his replacement the immediate power of the incumbency, because his replacement becomes President Kamala Harris. Did that scare you as much as it scares Democrats? Because saying that to Democrats scares the crap out of them. Because they're... her poll numbers are worse than Joe Biden's poll numbers. You know, in an interview on CNN following after the debate, Harris actually displayed some real chops in attacking Trump and deflecting from Biden's horrible performance. She might have really poor poll numbers, and she might not be a very effective speaker, but you piss her off, she can be pretty fiery. But Harris's national name recognition, but what there is of it, has not been really all that great. Remember, she was supposed to solve the border crisis. Tell me what she's done. Really, tell me what she has done. Apart from, you know, garnering headlines about her staff purges, people constantly resigning because they can't stand to work with her. If Democrats are not wholly enamored of Harris, well, then they've been, you know, looking at Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. Some of you have been looking at the governor of Colorado. He would be the first gay president if they elected the governor of Colorado. Jared Polis, by the way, is his name. If they have an open convention in Chicago, which would be hilarious thinking about, because this is what happened in Chicago in 1968, an open convention, because Lyndon Johnson had said he will not accept the nomination. Well, that would return all the delegates to those old days when multiple votes were often taken before they actually got to a candidate. Now, you think about Gavin Newsom. He is gifted verbally. But think about his debate in primetime with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You know what? All he could do was just lie about how bad California is. And he has. He's made mistakes. You know, dinner at the French Laundry during COVID, not exactly a great thing to be proud of. But still, Newsom, he might have some unique insights into the Trump camp. You know, experience as the mayor of San Francisco. He was married from 2001 to 2006 to Kimberly Guilfoyle. The current husband or the current wife of Donald Trump Jr. So she, you know, he might have a little bit of insight based on that previous marriage. Gretchen Whitmer, she stood up to Trump during the White House during the COVID crisis. She engineered a Democrat takeover of the Michigan House and the Michigan Senate this past spring. Then she wrote a book, a memoir, True Gretch, which has been trailed with perfect timing in People just this week. So clearly she's ready to, oh, you want to push him overboard? Let me hold up my hand. And then, of course, there's always the whispers about Michelle Obama. Well, the word on the street is she's already disenchanted with Biden because of his treatment of her friend, Kathleen Buell, a political advisor and a former wife of Hunter Biden. If revenge is a dish best served cold, then Michelle Obama taking over from Joe Biden would be Arctic. But that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Jill Biden? Hell's bells. Maybe Jill Biden wants to be president. She's acting as president right now. She's already guiding her husband through all of this horrible phase of his presidency. But the temptation to exercise power is likely well nigh probably irresistible. Probably irresistible. But all of that, everything I've just described, all depends on Joe Biden's willingness to exit stage right or stage left or whichever, you know how he exits the stages. It depends on that. He'll wander around the stage and he'll eventually walk off the stage or fall off the stage. I don't know. But then he turns around, and some of you mentioned this on the text line, but then he shows up at this rally, and the Biden that we heard on Thursday was not the Biden we heard on Friday.
Let me close with this. I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. Well, I don't. Folks, I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done.
You know, that's enough, because there's so many things to unpack from that. Somebody asked me on the text line, how do you reconcile what we saw on Thursday night with what you just heard there, which he did on Friday morning in North Carolina? Well, if you've ever had a parent or a grandparent or a loved one that is elderly and that has onset dementia, this is precisely what you get. Because you never know what you're going to get. One day they can barely say their own name. One day they can't find the kitchen. They can't find the bathroom in the house. Hell's bells, they don't even make it to the bathroom sometimes. It's horrible, but it's part of the human condition of aging. And some people age differently than others. And Joe Biden reminds me of some elderly relatives that I've known that have had dementia where they are fine one day and the next day they're literally pooping their pants. The other thing that's going on here in this rally in North Carolina is he's reading from a teleprompter. And there's another thing that's subtle, but yet I need to point out. When he starts talking very loudly and he gets very animated, another sign of dementia. You can barely talk one day, and the next day you're yelling. It's sad. I mean, it's truly sad that that's what we're witnessing. I think it's time to buy the Biden low. The idea that the incumbent president, a man that's actually more moderate than what his party is. I mean, I knew Joe Biden when he was a senator, and he actually is a moderate. But you wouldn't know that today because he's been captured by the far left wing of the Democrat Party. He's not the toughest matchup for Trump. That's loopy stuff. They're not going to replace him, and they shouldn't replace him. And the establishment appears to be rallying around Biden. I mean, yes, rallying around Biden. Barack Obama. Bill Clinton. Obama said, you know, bad debate nights happen. Trust me, I know. And he should know because he had a horrible debate night. His first debate with Mitt Romney. He fell completely flat. Wasn't as bad as what Biden did, but it was bad. Now you got the second debate looming. And Biden has already said, I'm going to be at that debate in September. So Biden thinks he has one last chance to demonstrate that he has the right stuff. He's not going anywhere. But there's another reason why I think he's not going anywhere. Text the word Michael Michael to this number, 33103. Follow me on Twitter today, at Michael Brown USA.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we provide no-cost digital resources in place of textbooks and most courses. And that's not all. You'll receive your accredited online education at an affordable tuition with a choice for more than 135 degree and certificate programs. With online and hybrid courses, get everything you need to succeed again. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Gas. Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about, can the Democrats get rid of Joe Biden? I want you to think about the different levels of machinations, of Machiavellian politics that are going on, that we, part of which we see, most of which we don't see. We only see the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg that we see are the James Carvilles, or the, and I forget the, there was another one, one of Obama's former advisors, that have come out publicly. Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, a few people on CNN, of course the New York Times. We all see that. But those are the people that are, they have nothing to lose. And so, I mean, James Carville, for, let's take James Carville. At one time, probably one of the most influential Democratic operatives, strategists that existed. Probably in some people's minds, solely responsible for the election of Bill Clinton. But his time has come and gone. So he has nothing to lose to go out and say what the people that we don't hear are saying and whispering to themselves. Well, who are those people? Well, those are the real power brokers. Those are the people that can either bundle millions of dollars or they can write checks for millions of dollars for super PACs. The movers and shakers, the ones that never appear in television, never appear on a newspaper, those are the ones that right now are doing everything they can behind the scenes to figure out how do we do this. And the first and foremost problem they have is a problem of their own making. And that is when they play identity politics. and they say, oh, look, we only care about your sexual preference. We only care about your race. We only care about your gender, or whatever the thousand genders there are now. We only care about your socioeconomic status. Whatever little identity politics vertical that we can set you in, that you fit in, that's all we care about. That's why Kamala Harris got on the ticket with Joe Biden. You want proof of that? When Joe Biden had the opportunity to replace someone on the U.S. Supreme Court, what did he say? He didn't say, I'm going to go find the best jurist in the country, regardless of their race, regardless of their background. I want to find the smartest person, the best person that would make the best U.S. Supreme Court justice. No, he said specifically, I'm looking for a black female. Just like he said when he was looking for a vice presidential nominee, I'm going to find a black female. And he picked somebody from that group of contenders that had no delegates, was sinking, was probably about to drop out, but chosen solely because of her gender and her race. And now they're stuck with her. Their own identity politics has now put them in this horrible position of how do we throw a black female overboard? So now think about what they're doing. Oh my gosh. So if we throw the black female who is currently the vice president of the United States, who is the heir apparent, how do we do that? I don't think they can. I really don't think they can. Are they going to say to Kamala Harris, look, sweetheart, we want to keep you as vice president, but we want to put, let's just be really crazy. We want to put Jared Polis, the gay governor of Colorado, because we want the first gay. You know, we got the first black female, and we're glad you did that for us, but now we want a gay guy in here. We want a gay white guy in here who's married to a white guy. Well, that's not going to fly, is it? If they play their identity politics, they're screwed no matter what they do. That's why this whole concept of playing politics based on people's race or their gender or whatever vertical you want to put them in has come back to bite them. And quite frankly, I find this hilarious. Because what's Kamala Harris thinking? Well, wait a minute. I'm the vice president. I maybe haven't accomplished anything, but I now know my way around Washington, D.C., and I actually happen to have the title Vice President of the United States of America. So now they got to figure out, what do we do? We throw her overboard? Seriously? If Democrats are losing some of the black vote now those black voters may not go to Donald Trump, but what are black voters going to do if suddenly, or for that matter, female voters? If you turn to the black female and say, hey, sweetheart, could you step aside for a moment? We got to put somebody in your place. Go back to the kitchen. Yeah. Or go back to the back of the bus. Or, whatever pejorative you want to use. Democrats have put themselves in a horrible position. Text the word Michael, 33103.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.